Welcome, everybody, to, I guess, an episode, and I guess a number.
Things.
That's how I feel.
If this goes long, it's an episode. If not, it's a mini-sode. I don't care. We're so laid back here. That's why you love us. You don't have to love us, but you do, and I appreciate that. We're going to talk about Marvel Now again, because Marvel Now happened, what, in 2012?
Yeah, but that was the past, but this is Marvel Now that's coming out in the future, but when it comes out, it'll be the Marvel that's now.
Whoa. Is that like Civil War also?
It is like Civil War also. And we're going to just go through this free preview catalog that they handed out, they being Marvel, and go over all the new titles and I don't know. We'll see how you guys feel.
Some of these we'll just breeze through. Some of them, I guess, we'll actually have things to say about. I don't feel too strongly about everything in here, but there's some things I definitely...
So the first thing that comes up that is a thing is Champions number one, written by Mark Waid. It's all the young kid characters. It's Miles Morales. It's the totally bullshit Hulk.
He's awesome.
Shut up. It's Cyclops, Miss Marvel, Nova, and the young girl, Vision.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in this team. I think Waid could do something good with it.
Waid's amazing.
I'd like to see something where I actually, you know, I like Nova, so I'd like to... I didn't really like his main book, so if this is something where he can really strive, and I really like Cyclops and all new X-Men, I'm interested in this book. I'll give it a chance. I like most of this team.
Is Waid good enough to change Tim's opinion on Totally Awesome Hulk?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I don't think so. I'm not... He's not what I'm buying in for. He's just kind of in the periphery. He's there.
So as long as he's not distractingly bad, you'll be okay with him existing there?
Yeah, I mean, as long as they don't make it too cheesy, and I don't think he'll be a focal point of it. I mean, maybe he'll make the character better, but he's just kind of there in my eyes.
Even if he does, if it just goes back to same old song and dance after the fact, I don't care. They'll be like, you remember that one good time that Totally Awesome Hulk was written good? And I'll say no. Occupy Avengers. A very strange titled book, probably stemming out of Civil War, which we won't spoil, but things happen in Civil War, and they're quite crazy, and this book will feature Hawkeye, and the cover's kind of cool, but beyond that,
he looks like... Now, I can't really see any of the other characters.
It's a bunch of...
it's just Americans, right?
It's Americans, but they make sure every minority is represented in this picture.
You got it. That's Marvel's new focus.
Do you think Marvel's going too, like, balls deep into all, like, the issues in the country?
I think I have something I want to say about that. I'm going to save that for a minute. But it looks like Hawkeye is, like, he's kind of like the Magneto of humans right here. That could be interesting. I want to see where they go with that.
This could be interesting, I agree. It's not a big-name writer and artist on it, but sometimes that's good. So, we'll see. Avengers getting a new number one again. Because
not interested.
Not enough Avengers.
Really?
Mark Waid's still writing it. Mm-hmm. Yes, really, Schuster. You look so mad. I love it.
I'm not...
It's palpable.
I'm reading it. I'm way behind. I'm only like...
Well, I tell you what, don't get
six
this.
Six issues into the first... It.
Just
last
stop.
Time,
the all new all
that might this angers me enough to where I think I might cancel the title. I'm sick and tired of number ones. Can we go back to having something higher than a 12?
Yes,
no, for
like
a goddamn
that.
Series.
No,
why do
happen.
We have to keep rebooting it just because they think it sells books? It gets really annoying.
Well,
real fast.
More number ones makes $20 comic books.
Except it doesn't. It makes a lot of $5 books that end up in dollar bins. But anyways...
So yeah, I think we might be... We might be talking about getting that off.
I'm just
going to
cancel it your whole bin right now.
Well, that escalated quickly.
As it do. U.S. Avengers, number one. Bunch of oddball characters. Yeah.
Can you please tell me Captain Canada's in there? Because
no.
That would be the best.
Captain Canada, first of all... Get
I
out.
Think it's called Captain
Is that
Canada.
Doom? I can't really see who's on there. We
I
got Doom,
I,
we got
a
Red
bunch
Hulk.
Of throw... Well, what's the only important thing, really, is Red Hulk, because he has a Don Fry-style mustache.
Yeah, he does. Oh,
that's
my God.
Hashtag Don Fry.
Don Fry, we're looking at you, buddy.
It's worth it for the Don Fry stash.
It is.
And Luke Cage's daughter from the future?
Although they probably meant it to be Tom Selleck.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this, but... It's a weird team, Squirrel Girl and a bunch of throwaway characters.
Definitely don't want to read it now.
Uncanny Avengers, Cannonball's there for some reason.
If
Don Fry...
female War Machine?
I don't even know.
She looks like a Marvel vs. Capcom character.
She looks like the character that was in the Thing-looking suit in the FF or whatever a while ago.
In Final Fantasy?
No. In
Fan4Stick.
Oh, okay.
No, don't make this better than it is.
Yeah, I was giving it the benefit of the doubt. But I try to forget as much of that
skull
movie as I can.
Why wouldn't there be?
Because right. America!
Got it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
America.
Sorry, not sorry.
Ultimate.
Is that
Ultimate
a new number
squared?
One? Yeah,
Ultimate
I don't
squared.
Want... like,
I'm
this
interested
because
it's squared.
I really liked Ultimates, the run that just ended. But this art just... I really don't like it. Just
the other art was amazing. The
other art was perfect.
I can't think of the guy's name. I always forget his name.
We're
and
blanking,
I'm like,
but we can
the
do like
really
the,
good Puerto Rican artist.
Yeah, we can like.
Oh my god.
We can do that thing like where they have to localize things and like.
Kenneth Rockaport? Rockaport. That guy. Rockaport? He's amazing.
I
this guy,
Ken.
Not as much.
Not yeah. amazing.
Great Lakes Avengers. Why?
The art looks terrible
the
from
art
my
looks
perspective.
Terrible. The art is terrible.
It's Michael Alred, which you either love him or hate him.
Yeah.
He's been doing the Silver Surfer.
And is he doing Art Ops also?
So how many?
Wait, they're purposely, like, cardboard cutouts, though.
Well, no.
No?
She's a cardboard cutout because Squirrel Girl's too good to be on this team anymore. But he's actually flat. He's, like, the pretend Reed Richards character.
So he was Reed Richards from Fan4Stick.
Yeah, kind of. But that's not fair to
Who
this character.
Who else is on the team?
I don't know their names.
Yeah, they're
is
just
that
a
the
bunch
blob?
Of new
blobs.
I've never... No, it's
is
a
female
woman.
Blob?
I don't remember her name. Lady Blob, we'll say.
Lady Blob.
Lady Blob.
Lady Blob.
Sure.
Let's see. These are continuing. Now, okay. We're not... You're not going to get into it now. But Invincible Iron Man. New Iron Man.
You want me to save this race?
Save it for the end. And we won't even talk about this. This is at the end because I know you have feelings. Infamous Iron Man, number one. It looks like Dr. Doom is Iron Man.
Yeah, I don't, like, you know, he's been in, you know, Invincible Iron Man, and he just doesn't really serve a purpose up to where I've read up to. And I just don't, I feel like this is just changing the quota for no reason. The story hasn't really gone anywhere. And Bendis started this run off really strong. I don't, like, it seems like I don't have to read this. It's
well,
all going to be
Bendis is
solved.
Writing this.
That's what I mean. Like, Bendis has been writing it. He started off Invincible Iron Man strong, but it's kind of the last four or five issues have been kind of pointless.
Yep. I kind of agree. Captain Marvel number one. Again. Doesn't seem like anything's changed. I'm sure it's the fallout of Civil War, but meh.
That was a good comic. I don't know. I'll probably, because I don't even think that got to 8 or 9.
This is a lot of change for no
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, it's a lot of change. And that's the thing that pisses me off the most is that certain things are getting new number ones. And then you see, like, Moon Knight's on number 10. And certain things are on number
14.
Didn't
hit 12 yet.
I'm like, why? What is happening?
A dozen. Don't you know? A dozen. Hawkeye number one, but it is the female Hawkeye, whose name I'm blanking on as well. Because I'm terrible.
Why is there a female Hawkeye on Hawkeye number
There's
one?
There's been a female Hawkeye. There's been two Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
When
this
Hawkeye,
is her second number one. I think since All New, All Different Marvel, right? She had a book.
Well, she was in the Fraction run with Clint.
Oh, okay. It was
and that run started off really strong
and
then
crapped out and
really
they,
took a nose.
And then they're like, Fraction, we don't need you anymore. But this is about her, focusing on her. Might be good. Might be. At least she's an established, already existing, and not just change the ethnicity, sex, or whatever. But
that's,
we'll get into that, because
yeah,
Rashid's
that's
boiling.
That's my problem with it.
No, we'll get into it, because Rashid's boiling. But not right now. These are all things that exist, thank God. Jessica Jones, number one, Bendis writing it, which Bendis wrote the old run. I like that. I feel like Bendis is writing way too much.
I can't wait for Jessica Jones to just turn into Dr. Doom. Six
was.
Issues in. It seems like bound to happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I thought she was going to be a hybrid Silver Surfer, Dr. Doom.
Don't give Bendis too many ideas. Don't give him anything he can use. We're copyrighting that.
We can. It already happened. Unstoppable Wasp, number one. It's the new Wasp.
It's kind of anime-ish.
As a Wasp, I think she gets stopped by like a window. Right. Some,
a can of Raid.
Right.
Is that Dormammu?
Is that Dormammu? It is. But we're not talking about Doctor Strange number 12, although that probably ends the series because it's 12.
Oh, yeah. It'll be get a
we're
goddamn
gonna talk about
reboot.
Doctor Strange, Sorcerers Supreme number 1. And the tagline...
Look, they've already rebooted it.
And the tagline is, ripped from their time to save ours. Aw, Merlin, are you showing up? Oh, he's sad, putting down the glasses. Moving forward, the unworthy Thor, number 1.
That might
this
be the thing I'm most excited
great.
About.
This is
That's the one good thing.
This is the only thing I'm excited about, is Jason Aaron writing about the Odin son, the male Thor, who is no longer Thor. It's his struggle, his journey. I'm in. I definitely want to know what happened in
the
original series.
I'm
going to
get rid of Avengers and put that in my bin.
Are we going to find out?
If we don't find out in a title called The Unworthy Thor within, like, 5 issues, I might just boycott everything that's not Moon Knight. more just continuing titles. There's Moon Knight. All right. And then we get to Kingpin number 1.
I'll give it a shot.
It might be good. Bullseye number 1.
Just because it's Kingpin.
Yep.
Bullseye I can do without. I'm not, you know.
I'm interested to see what happened with him. When they last showed him before Secret Wars, he was pretty much in an iron lung. He was paralyzed. He couldn't do anything. In this ad, he's in a wheelchair. So he's at least that mobile. But we will see what this even means. Is there a new Bullseye? And he's like, deep? Who knows? Who knows? Iron Fists. Multiple.
Woo!
Plural.
He
has by Carrie Andrews.
He has like a...
Yeah, she was in the, so the Living Weapon run. I believe that's the little girl that he rescued from that. And that is one of my favorite Iron Fist runs. I think it's really great. Carrie Williams. Is he... Okay, so there's somebody else on the art. But I'm really excited for this. He wrote the last Marvel Now Iron Fist, so...
Carrie Andrews is great.
Yeah.
I didn't,
more power to him.
It's not my favorite Iron Fist run, but I really enjoy him, so... There you are. Let's not talk about that. Or that. Mosaic number 1. I don't know anything about Mosaic.
I don't know, but it looks interesting. Like, what's the little tagline for it?
Hero with 1,000 faces.
Yeah, I'll,
so
I'll check it out.
There's
so it's
a
Spider-Man Stark.
Face.
Essentially.
Try and name all the faces. I don't know.
I don't think this artist is good enough.
It's Arya Stark. That's who it is, right there.
A Squirrel. Girl has no name.
Death of X.
I am very interested in this.
It's Lemire and Charles Soule writing on it. And you'll notice, if you've been flipping through this, there's no X titles.
Exactly.
Zero X titles, Death of X. Now, this isn't necessarily going to wipe out all the X books, but they're all taking a break because this fills in the gap between Secret Wars and the start of the X titles, where what the hell did Cyclops do that is so bad? And didn't he die? I don't know.
I'm also hearing that, you know, because of movie properties, this, that, and the third, that the X-Men are going to get kind of separated from the universe and put into their own planet. That's a possibility I heard.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah. It's all because of money.
It is.
Is this just Marvel trying to get their property back so they can do movies how they want to?
Yeah.
And I don't like that they put people I like on this book because it's probably going to piss me off. Because Lemire and Soul are both great. This is amazing.
Very excited.
This is the greatest
thing
ever.
Cage,
with an exclamation point, number 1. The reason this is amazing is because it's old school 70s Cage, and
yeah.
It is written and drawn by Genndy Tartakovsky, if I ever pronounce that name correctly.
From
Dexter's Lab.
Oh,
and
Samurai Jack.
Oh, that's
yes.
All. Oh, yeah.
And the Powerpuff Girls and Foster's Home for Imaginary.
I'm very excited for
friends.
That.
I love the art style. I don't know if it's going to work, per se, for this
I
title.
Can just hear theme music, like, non-existent theme music for it right now, like, with that 70s effect, where it's like, wash, 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 wash. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't do, like, that quick guitar riff.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Like, I'm so excited.
Some Isaac Hayes up in here.
Yeah.
Christmas Come Early is the tagline. Of course, he used to say Sweet Christmas in the 70s. Interesting. I will check it out, at least, because I like supporting him. Gamora number 1. Maybe. I would need so much more than this.
Than Deadliest Woman in the Galaxy?
Yep. This I was out until I saw the writer. Star-Lord number 1. It is the male Star-Lord. It's not Kitty Pryde. Written by Chip Zdarsky.
And the funny thing is, just from this preview image, it looks kind of serious. which would be interesting for Zdarsky, because I doubt that's the case, but, you know, maybe this is something where he changes his style a little bit, and I'm interested either way. You know, Zdarsky write about a tissue box, and I'm going to read it.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
We know what that tissue box would be.
Thanos, number one, Jeff Lemire, Mike Deodato, which you either love him or you hate him. I like him.
I'm not a fan. I think that cover art looks good.
But since it's not, you know, since it's Thanos and hopefully other aliens, I just don't like how he draws human faces, so I'll give this a shot. I really like Thanos. I'll give
it
a
shot. It is interesting. Some people were saying his eyes look like the Phoenix. And
they're phoenixes.
It kind of looks like that. I feel like it's misdirection, though. But knowing Marvel, there's probably 27 different phoenixes.
So maybe he's staring at the phoenix?
That's a slugfest I'd like to see. The Clone Conspiracy, number one. Spider-Man book. Of course, Dan Slott is writing everything ever Spider-Man. I don't care. I didn't care about the clones the first time. Prowler, number one.
I will probably check that out.
Prowler?
Yeah, I've liked Prowler and the Amazing Spider-Man run that's out now.
He's always been a pretty cool character. He's just not always been done right. But, yeah, maybe I'll check that out. Now a bunch of stuff that exists. Venom, number one. Not Space Knight Venom. Looks like an Eddie Brock-looking Venom.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's what it is. Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows, number one. Why?
People liked it?
No.
Like, no?
No. No. Nothing.
I'm assuming somebody liked it somewhere.
No.
I like the art.
This is not a new thing, but it might be worth mentioning. Deadpool and the Mercs for Money. Completely different characters on the cover, including Gorilla Man and Domino and Negasonic Teenage Warhead that now looks like the movie version.
Of course.
And Hitmonkey and Machine Man. So that's worth noting.
I'm on board for Hitmonkey.
I'm always on board for Hitmonkey. Slapstick number one, fresh off of the Merc for Mouth run, as well as Solo number one. I can't believe Slapstick has a book again. I like Solo having a book. I feel like he's a character that's just never been done right. He's always been pretty poorly written. His powers, if you don't know, he just teleports, basically. He's the Punisher. He's dude with guns, and he teleports. That's all you really need. Fool Killer, same thing, out of the Deadpool book. I have no idea. I don't think any of these characters needed their own book. They're in these miniseries. They're in the regular Deadpool book.
No.
But whatever. You get what you get. You get overkill with Marvel. And then at the end, there is an ad coming soon, and it has the old-school Nova helmet, the Richard Rider Nova. I love Richard Rider Nova, and I'm sure they're going to screw it up, so I'm not even getting excited. Rashid, rant away.
All right. So we kind of went through this. There's some changes. There's some things that are staying the same. But, you know, I feel like, you know, and I'll get this out first. I'm at Too Many Cheetos on Twitter. If you want to say whatever you have to say for me, but this is just my honest opinion, and I never really like to bring this up, but as an African-American comic book reader, one of the major changes in this Marvel now is Riri Williams, I believe her last name is, as Iron Man. Now, I see a lot of people on the internet, you know, that are really excited about this. And I never want to shame anybody or, you know, make people upset. But I really think Marvel is, I don't know what they're trying to do with the status quo. Because, to be honest, most of these people that I see writing about this Riri Williams character that are excited is like, oh, Iron Man's going to be a black woman. I can guarantee you they're not going to pick up this book. Iron Man's been one of my favorite characters since I was about 6 years old. His confidence, I have, you know, anxiety. It helped me kind of find more of a persona for myself, and it always gave me something to aspire to. Tony Stark's been one of my favorite characters for my whole life. And, you know, everything just got rebooted a year ago. I don't know who they're doing this for. Because not even a year. As a black reader, I feel like I am losing out because my favorite character is going away. I know this happens from time to time, but it doesn't really feel like there's a winner in this situation. The people that are cheering this on Twitter, on Facebook, are not going to pick up this book. The people that love Iron Man, and I really did like the Bendis run, essentially, in the beginning, I'm pissed about this. Because even, you know, with the, what's the other one? The
Infamous Iron Man?
The Infamous Iron Man? Doom has not even really been explained in this book to this point. It's just like, it's change for the sake of change. There's no sense of getting attached to any Marvel book at this point because there's no consistency. There's no feeling that I'm actually reading this for a reason. And I'm going to get something to take away from this book, that I'm going to get a valuable lesson. It's, hey, let's put a fucking number one on this and make some more money. Because everything is led by, you know, we see Death of the X-Men because they can't get any money from the movie properties. And we see this change, and we see, you know, I think there's a way you can do this right. You know, I'm a fan of the Miss Marvel series, but stop fucking changing things just to change things. Because the person that really loses out, that misses out, are the people that are actually reading your books, that have been reading your books for the last few years. I mean, that's, I guess that's all I can really say about it. It's the only way that I can really put it. But if you want to make a black character that, you know, is successful, take some of the characters that we have. Like, we have the Prowlers, we have the Black Panthers, and make them more in the forefront instead of making a temporary change that we know a year from now, Iron Man's going to be Tony Stark again. And it should have never not been Tony Stark, in my opinion.
I agree.
Appreciate your core readers, and don't pander to the Fairweather fans.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with the hip-hop covers, they did something really cool.
I couldn't believe some of the ones they picked.
Yeah.
Just because I knew kids would Google it.
Yeah.
And find out who Onyx was.
That, you know, you got your Onyx, you have your A-Force NWA covers, you have Only Built for Cuban Lynx. Like, unfortunately, that got a totally awesome Hulk cover. But there's some really good classic hip-hop in there. And I think there's things that have reinforced the black comic book reader and made them happy about comics. But really, like, I guess this is kind of something I didn't touch on too, but I kind of feel, as somebody that has been reading these books, I kind of feel exploited more so than I feel, like, happy about this. Because it really just feels like Marvel with these, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement, is like, not how can we actually bring some sort of equality to this and bring a voice to this, but it more so seems like, how can we exploit this? Mm-hmm. And that's the part that really hurts me as a reader, because I don't feel like I'm being done a justice. I feel like I'm getting fan service. And it's... I can totally have egg on my face, and this could end up being one of the greatest Iron Man runs. I highly, highly, highly doubt that. Mm-hmm. But I really need Marvel to show me that they're doing this for a reason other than exploiting current events and to put money in their pockets.
Do you think this is a lot of Disney's influence? Because you know Disney has to have every ethnicity Disney princess. They're doing another one. There's another new Hispanic one coming out.
And see, it's that's... Like, I don't have an issue with that, because they're original properties. The Princess and the Frog was an original property. It's not like they're saying, like, hey, go back and make Woody black and toy... Like, people will be like, why the hell are you doing that? That doesn't make any sense.
That's a great example.
When you take this formula that you're seeing in the comics and put it onto something else, it just doesn't really make sense. You know, you take something like, let's go in Game of Thrones and make Tyrion a Puerto Rican guy. It's like, why would you do that? Like, it does not make sense. But only in this medium where they feel like, you know, it doesn't matter. Or, you know, we can just recreate it because, you know, we can bring characters back from the dead, this, that, and the third. It feels like the integrity of the comics are being compromised. And it kind of makes me question that. I work very hard for my money. And I spend a good amount of my money on comic books. I want to feel like I'm getting something. Not that I'm getting exploited, and not that I'm just buying something to pass the time, because, you know, Marvel, you're probably not listening, but I'd like to think if you were listening, this is a way to lose a real fan. And if you don't want to do that, stop rebooting everything every fucking year, and stop changing the status quo just for the sake of it, because this is creating arguments between otherwise what will be good friends, and, you know, I don't want to say anybody's right or anybody's wrong, but... As an African American, like I said, I don't want this black female Iron Man. I think you can use this character, call her somebody else. You know, give her her own character and really do her justice. I think you can do that in the way that Miss Marvel happened, but don't rob us of things that we've been a fan of for, you know, for me, 20 plus years. For some people, 30, 40 plus years. It's not right to your core.
Change for the sake of change.
Exactly.
I completely agree.
I think the Miss Marvel, the new Miss Marvel, the Kamala Khan, is the best thing Marvel's done in a while that's original. And I think everything else... Like, I love Moon Knight. I will always buy Moon Knight. But I might hate myself doing it coming... Like, I don't know. I'm 4 issues in and I don't know really what's going on.
Right.
I don't know...
And we were excited when it first happened, but...
It's still... And it's been great and I'm enjoying it. But what if there's this terrible reveal and I'm just like, oh, well, what... You know, how many dollars did they get out of me?
Exactly.
No, nothing has been explained.
Our time
nothing.
And dollars are valuable, and that's how I feel about Iron Man. And like, you know, I was one of the people that when I first joined this podcast, I was all for all new, all different Marvel because I thought it was changed for the sake of moving in a direction. And now that I see Marvel Now is coming back, first off, this is a I don't know if you would call this a title, whatever you would call it, that they already used. And like, I can't even get a clear explanation of why this is happening or, you know, what it really means. Instead and what's it going to be in 2017?
Instead of just, like, now? Events to retcon everything and fix stuff, tie up the loose ends that you're leaving hanging out. Like, have some actual closure to a story. Like, if a book ended because it followed, like, a natural progression to an end, nobody's going to be upset.
Right.
They may be upset that, oh, well, I wanted there more, but, you know, I'm happy with the way this ended. Like, with TV shows, there are shows where you watch and you can tell they've drug on for far too long. And you're like, well, you really should have ended this 3 seasons ago. And, like, for myself, I loved Breaking Bad. Do I wish there was more? Yeah, but I'm glad where it ended because it filled everything I wanted.
It's the perfect example.
Right. I felt satisfied with the end. I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't upset. It brought closure. But, I mean, Vince Gilligan went into that show with the set idea. It was going to be 5 seasons. So he knew he only had so many episodes to develop everyone, tie everything up, and tidy it all up at the end. And I feel like that show ended with everything you wanted tied up. Like, there really weren't any loose ends to that show. Just like another show I watched, like, The Nick. That's a show that was on Cinemax.
For two seasons.
It was meant to be 2 seasons, but it was left to where they could do more. And it was sort of like one of those cliffhangers where it's like, I didn't know that was the end until I went online to look, when is the 3rd season coming out?
Yeah.
So, like, it left so many loose ends that I'm like, I want more.
And that's the issue right here. It feels like Marvel is just making comics for the sake of making comics. You know?
I really wanted this to be good. I feel bad to be like, remember when I said this was going to be terrible? But, like, remember when I said this was going to be terrible?
Yeah.
Like,
one of those things where you called it, but you don't want to be right. Like,
I was hoping to be the asshole here.
Right.
And look at DC.
Started off strong.
DC is doing great things right now, and everybody's switching to DC because they said, oh, we screwed up some things. We're fixing it. Here's our universe now. And check it out, and here's lower prices. And even though it's twice a month, it tends to be more. And, you know, but nobody's thinking about that. And it's like, hey, we're going to put everything we got into making what you wanted. And they're doing a lot of that. And DC is doing it right.
And of the DC books I'm reading, I like them.
Most of them are great.
I like The Flash. I like Green Lantern. They're the ones that I picked up. I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel, I will switch. Like I said, if you're listening, I will switch.
Or just read East to West, because that book's solid.
Yeah, you know, that's the real winner here.
Dude, that
Image.
Book
Image
is hitting
its
stride right now. That Hickman writing, that long game, that he doesn't do good on Avengers for 5 years, but on his own stuff, is amazing. And the last 2 issues of East to West, I literally was, like, reading and, like, shaking, like, oh my god, it's finally happening, the payoff I've been waiting a year or two for, and I couldn't believe how much action and how good an issue was. Because I don't get too many issues where I'm like, oh my god, this is actually really great.
Well,
yeah,
Sheet and I were talking about this earlier with writers, like talking about, like, with the other thing that we were doing with the trade reviews, if you want to check them out, where, like, it's a good way to get people into writers, where, like, I love Millar.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to trudge through a lot of mediocre stuff. But when you find that book that's amazing, you're like, this is what I've been waiting for. This is the payoff, and it's made all the mediocre stuff worth it because you got that solid, that gold. Like, I love Jupiter's Legacy. That book is amazing. It's probably my favorite Millar book. And I'm trudging through a lot of mediocre stuff.
Jupiter's Circle.
Right, and hoping that Jupiter's Legacy Part 2 picks up where that book left off, because if it does, then it was worth it because of how good that was.
Yep. Well, anything else you guys want to add before we take it home?
I said my piece.
You're off
really
the soapbox.
I'm off the soapbox. Right. I just really, you know, I felt strongly about that. Read Image. I think that's the one thing I can say.
That's what I want to say. All the other the comic book companies are the ones that are winning on this. Image.
Yeah.
Vertigo.
Dark Horse, well, they're DC, but Valiant, I really liked...
Divinity.
Divinity.
Divinity
is amazing.
Yep.
One
so good.
Right.
And they created a black character, and he's amazing.
Right. Yeah. And support your like, local comic shop.
It's so
support
good.
Support independent writers, independent books. Right, I mean, that's really what I'm going to say. Because those are where the stories are.
Try IDW. Try Boom. They're all putting out good things. Not all of it's gold, but it's all new and it's all different.
But a lot of it...
That's the all new, all different you need to check out.
At this point, a lot of it's probably better on average than anything Marvel and DC is putting out as a whole.
And you can find that oddball thing that you like, that you're like isn't being represented in mainstream comics. There is probably a book for it. The discipline. The discipline for Image got a lot of heat because it's a lot of weird demons and sex stuff in that book. Yeah. It's very strange. But you know what? It fills a hole in somebody's life. And
I'm sure it fills many holes.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that. I'd softball, I know. But yes, there's something for everybody. So check out Image, check out IDW, check out Boom, check out Dark Horse, check out all of these indie companies that maybe only have two or three titles on their whole company. Check out Chapter House that does the Canadian books. Check out the back of your previews book before the action figures and find all these oddball different companies. Some of them have properties you like. Titan Comics? Never heard of it, I'm sure. They have Tank Girl. They have Doctor Who. They have a lot of properties that you may actually like. And now I'm off my soapbox.
It's not all about Marvel and DC.
No, it's not. Get out of here!
And that's what I think Marvel and DC need to realize. That these other companies are a real threat. Granted, they're all small, and like they're all small, but you get enough small a number of people, you can topple the two giants.
Yeah, don't you watch Game of Thrones? There was three
it's
giants.
It's all about midgets.
You just need dragons.
Yeah, you just need dragons. Yeah, Dragon Man. But he's Fantastic Four, so they don't care. Alright, well thank you everybody for listening. I hope you have some food to think on, you know, there? Yeah, food for thought? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
No? Yeah? No?
I like food.
I like food. I'm really hungry. That's where this is going. Thank you for listening.